It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Stay tuned to find out what the seniors of Valdez High have to say about their future.
Allison Cox is another senior into the spotlight. Allison, excited about graduation?
Very much so.
And what are your plans following graduation?
I'm finishing my associate's this summer, and I'm hoping to go to Anchorage to get a degree in clinical psychology.
You're worried about this. It sounds like you've got some plans laid out. Why Anchorage?
It's close to home. I recently had my nephew here, and I don't want to leave him.
Any plans long-term? Like, what kind of person do you want to be 5-10 years from now?
By then, I'm hopefully going to have my practice here in Valdez with Providence, being a psychologist. And I also want to go to disciplinaries with addictions as well as children so that I can help everyone out.
Why psychology?
I've always been a people person, and psychology seemed the way to go because I want to help out people. I like talking to people.
Have you had experiences or exposure to that here in Valdez that have kind of shaped your direction?
Yeah, it's a pretty tight-knit community, and so everyone knows everyone's problems to begin with. And I also went and took a psych camp up in Anchorage at one point, and I really liked it.
Who are people who have influenced you here in Valdez?
Definitely Mr. Williams, as well as my mom.
All right, and any advice for young kids?
Just stay on track, focus on school, don't get personal issues in the way of trying to keep your grades up.
Mason Fleming is our next senior into the spotlight. And Mason, are you ready for graduation?
Heck yeah.
What are your plans?
I'm going to go hopefully into the maritime program in Seward.
Beyond that, do you have any idea of vocation, what you want to do?
I just want to work on boats. Hopefully get my captain's license when I'm older and stuff.
So I believe you worked at Stan Stevens, right? So what did you gain from having a job outside of school?
It was really great. I mean, I made more friends and stuff, and it actually helped me figure out that this is what I wanted to do when I was older.
You participated in a lot of extracurricular activities throughout the years. What did you gain from those? Are those important for kids to do?
Oh, yeah. It helped me with my grades and stuff, and like, it made me more like have better friends and become a better person.
Any particular folks who influenced you during your years here in Valdez?
My coach Tina did. She was definitely one of those people I loved having around.
Now, what kind of person do you want to be 5-10 years from now?
I don't know.
What things are important to you?
Family is important for sure, but I just want to be able to travel in like 10 years from now.
And how about advice for children? Any?
I don't know.
You don't have any children?
No, not yet.
But when you do, you'll have some advice.
Yeah, I'm just going to let my kids learn life on their own, kind of. I mean, I'll guide them, but it's their life to live.
Thanks for listening to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Tune in during the month of May to hear interviews with VHS seniors right here on your hometown station, KVAK. Senior Spotlights are brought to you by Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, Mike's Palace, Eagles Airy Auxiliary, FOE 1971, The Weathered Anchor, Polar Tankers, Peter Pan Seafoods, Valdez Senior Center, Harrison and Gravel, First National Bank, Haltness Equipment, Arctic Chiropractic, Prospector, Copper Valley Telecom, and Valdez Adventure Alliance.